Pirates looking to avoid a three-game sweep at the hands of the Reds. The Bucs sending Chad Kuhl to the mound, his opposition, Sal Romano. And Sal would be let down by his defense in the bottom of the first.
Turns out he's not been able to. Ground ball by third, down the left field line. Here's Marte heading to third base. Here comes a throw, not in time. He airmailed that baby over the head of Suarez, and the run will score.
Andrew McCutchen. He hits it out toward right center field. That ball falling fast. Winker one hops it. That's an RBI single for Andrew McCutchen. Scoring is Marte. The Pirates have added to their lead, and it's now 3-0 here in the bottom of the third. Bouncing ball over the bag at second, on into center field. Here comes McCutchen to the plate. He will score without a throw as Billy lobs it into the shortstop Peraza. Four hits now in the inning. A second run crosses the plate, and it is 4-0 Pirates here in the bottom of the third. First pitch swinging Mesoraco, ground ball to the shortstop. Mercer has it, flips on to Frazier. They get the force out there on Suarez. And in quick work, the Red seventh comes to a close. Line drive to right, base hit. Marte was aggressive tagging from second to third. That turns out to be beneficiary for the Pirates. They get a run home, and it's now a two-run frame, and it is 6-0 in favor of the Pirates.
The Reds fell behind almost immediately in the bottom of the first, and their offense could generate nothing against Pirates pitching, in particular starter Chad Kuhl, as the Reds fell to the Pirates 6-0 as they could not finish off a three-game sweep. Here is Cincinnati skipper Brian Price.
You know what? I thought he threw the ball well. I think you have to acknowledge early in the game he was a little vulnerable with command. He's throwing strikes, but a little more generic in the zone. The second two-run inning was a 3-1 fastball that Marte hits for the double and kind of starts the inning. But, you know, after the third, he was really sharp and was able to bring the changeup in. I thought Tucker did a great job. You know, we really kind of mandated that's a pitch that needs to be thrown. He threw it enough to get a feel for it and throw some outstanding changeups. And certainly moving forward, he should have a kind of a renewed confidence in the pitch, and it should find a greater role in his mix of pitches. But some sinkers that were, you know, that were rolled back up the middle. I shot a couple through the right side. I would say more of the balls that they really squared up were the ones that we were able to make a play on. And they did a really nice job of just staying through the middle and shooting some pitches the other way that led to a lot of those runs tonight.
When you got rookie pitchers and a lot of them in the rotation, do you have to break it down in small little increments like that? Moving forward, the changeup and the way that it looked tonight, a big plus for him to build on?
It's a big plus. It's a necessary pitch as a starter. We preach that you know, if you're not throwing your changeup, you're making yourself a reliever. And we have spent some time reminding Sal of that. You know, he comes in and wants to throw fastball, breaking ball. The pitch, I think at times he feels lacks a polish that would allow him to throw it against big league hitters. But you know what? It'll define if he's a starting pitcher or reliever. I really believe that. If we don't make him throw it, then he'll end up being a relief pitcher.
Kuhl was obviously on his game tonight, and offense just not there, and it's been a rarity. This is the only second time you guys were shut out all season.
Yeah, he was good. He had velocity, he had a nice changeup, a nice little short breaking pitch. He attacked us. You know, the only guy he seemed to have trouble with really was Joey and finding a way to get him out. Joey was able to grind him out for a base hit and a couple of walks, but you know, beyond that, we weren't really able to do a lot. When we did get the first couple guys on, we weren't able to advance anybody and drive any runs in, and they were able to continue to tack on and kind of put the game away late.
It was a bit of a rough outing for Sal Romano on Thursday at PNC Park. He gave up 4 runs on 8 hits through 6 innings, did not issue a walk, struck out 3, but fell to 2-3 on the season. Romano spoke to the media after the Reds fell to the Pirates 6-0.
I'd say some good, some bad. Obviously, we lost, so that's the end result. And obviously, losing isn't what you want to do. You want to win. But I was, you know, I think I made a lot of progress today as a pitcher. I didn't want to give up on my team. You know, I gave up a lot of, you know, ground ball hits. I just found holes today. That stuff kind of happens sometimes, but you got to, you know, stick through it and keep battling. And, you know, my changeup was very, very good today. That was a big step forward for me. I probably threw it, I don't know, maybe 13, 15 times today. Got a strikeout on it. It was a successful pitch for me today, probably my second best pitch today. And But overall, obviously, we lost, and you don't want that.
You feel more comfortable using that pitch going forward?
Absolutely. I just felt confident. Just throw. I worked at Homer yesterday on a flat ground, of, you know, really getting on top of it and throwing it just like my fastball. And I think I took that into today. It got them off my fastball, you know, in the fourth, fifth, and sixth inning. And I was able to, you know, get some weak contact on it and some swings and misses.
What made it click for you?
I think just throwing it and being confident in it and not trying to baby it and just throw it just like my fastball and had downward movement. And guys were, you know, thinking it was my fastball and they swung over it. And I just think if I just keep doing that, you know, I could, you know, continue to be successful.
The Reds look to bounce back this weekend when they return home to Great American Ballpark to host the Cardinals.